Yep, it's the mixtape in the loop. Sports Radio 610, Figgy holding it down on a Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there. Worst fantasy football punishments. 713-572-4610.
Oh, we're going to get some.
Yeah, before we get to that, though, I got to pour one out for my guy. Somebody I grew up watching. Somebody we all grew up watching. Malcolm Jamal Warner. TMZ, I think other news outlets just released this as we were on the air. But passed away at the age of 50. I want to say it was 54.
Yeah.
At the age of 54 from an apparent drowning.
Oh.
Accidental drowning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that one kind of hit me hard, man. I know a lot of people know who he is from The Cosby Show.
Mm-hmm.
Been around for a long time, man. Really, to me, I feel like he have a real under the radar type of acting career, man, because we all go to him as the guy on The Cosby Show.
That's Theo.
Theo on The Cosby Show has some legendary moments on there. But he was still active, man. He was still active out here. He was just in, I want to say he was in a couple episodes of 911. He played a little bit on The Resident. He was one of the main characters on The Resident.
Mm-hmm.
Played and made some appearances in other shows and stuff like that. So,
I'm looking at his IMDb. You're right.
Yeah. No, he was still active out here, man.
Yeah, I remember him in him doing a little bit of Community. But the one that me and you get.
The first thing we talked about, because Lopez, when he broke the news to us, he said, "Oh, from The Cosby Show."
I was like, "Nah, Malcolm and Eddie, buddy."
He was like, "Malcolm and Eddie." One, I feel like that's a bit of an underrated sitcom 100%. As well.
100%.
Yeah, but Cosby Show was really before you guys.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
We was around.
It was reruns when you
The problem is like, well, problem. The thing about it is when you have something of such syndication, it kind of is everybody still.
Sure,
at that.
Sure.
Well, up until old boy messed it up for everybody. But yeah. Rest in peace.
He was in Sons of Anarchy?
Was he? Wow, I didn't realize that, because that's one of my blind spots.
Nah, he played in a lot of stuff, man, and even just the small little appearances.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he made an appearance on the new Wonder Years.
I don't know. Was that good? Because I really liked the original Wonder Years.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I loved it. Yeah.
Yeah. Made an appearance on American Horror Story. Just little stuff like that. He was still out here active. He was smart. With how he chose his roles. I saw, I want to say it was an interview, him talking about the way he chooses his roles to not kind of put him in a blind spot or do something he don't really want to do.
And he had the wherewithal to do it.
Yeah. So very sad, man. Very sad, sad day, man. So rest in peace to Malcolm Jamal Warner. All right, as I continue on the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610, worst fantasy football punishments. Text them in 713-572-4610. And I asked that because ESPN Fantasy posted this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a guy wearing a shirt with some words on it. And it says he lost his fantasy football league and his punishment is to take 7 consecutive flights around the country for 2 days straight.
Wow.
And
that's
about that. I'm like, that's a tough one, man. That's real tough.
That used to be a treat.
Well, yeah.
And now it's a punishment.
Yes, because
7 consecutive. Man, that's tough, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he wearing a shirt that said, "Ask me about my fantasy football punishment."
See, that's the worst part about it. Now you got to have these conversations on flights in an airport.
Yeah, I'm sitting next to you. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not just that you have to do all this flying around and dealing with airport food and maybe delays now and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're having this conversation over and over and over again in some of the, I guess in some ways, it actually is more hospitable of a place to have conversation than we give it credit for, the airport and those types. But, you know, now we have
it's
made
forced,
it to where
yeah.
it's kind of not hospitable. And now you're having conversations because people are like, "So you lost your fantasy football league, huh?"
Yeah. Yeah. Have y'all been a part of any losing as far as like fantasy?
You look at me and you think like, I'm a loser? That's crazy. No.
Losing, yes, asking. But never last. And it's usually the guy that finishes last that has to do the punishment.
Yeah.
And there have been some really mean ones, too. Like it's unfair almost, some of the ones that we've seen out there.
Couple of ones that I remember very fondly. One, you know the actor John Hamm?
Mm-hmm.
So John Hamm, I think he's a Kansas City guy, but
yes, he is. Yeah.
You know, so but I think he was on one of these late night shows talking about his fantasy league, And this is when I think he was when he was doing Mad Men. So he's in the middle of it. And what happens with the league is the whoever wins the league
picks
just gets to pick somebody that gets kicked out of the league.
Yeah.
Mm. And but you don't know you're kicked out of league until the next draft. So you everybody comes out. They're about draft is about to start. 1.1
That would piss
about
me
to pick
off.
Up, yeah. And they just go, "Hey, you, out of here." So John Hamm has a day where he's got a big day filming on Mad Men. He gets done. He gets into the car. He's headed back. You know, he does a lot of research. So he gets to the place. He's taking out his notepad. He's opening it up, and they go, "Hey, Hamm, you're out." I was like, "That's sick." That is nasty, but I would fight somebody.
Nah, I would be pissed off.
I'd fight somebody. Like, you got me in this Twin Peaks for nothing?
Yeah, y'all got me wasting my time, man.
Yeah,
I've been reading up all the documents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been looking at rankings for you to kick me out the day. And if you don't have a second league set up, you're just not gonna have a league.
Ain't
nobody putting together a league that quick.
Nah, I'm putting cases on all you people if that happened to me.
So there's that one, and then the other one that I love when I was doing radio elsewhere. We saw a story about a dude who had to spend 24 hours in a waffle house as his
punishment. I remember that one, yeah.
And then what you do is, for every waffle you eat, you get to shave off an hour. And so one of my hosts was like, "Man, I could probably eat like 10 waffles in an hour and be out of there quick." And I was like, "No, you can't." He was like, "Yes, I can." And I made him try it. Funniest thing. Food challenges that you know they're going to fail at. The funniest thing. He was dying 45 minutes in eating like five waffles. Because those are big waffles.
Waffles, I mean, they expand in your stomach. You know, it's the worst.
Idiot.
Yeah, somebody from the 281 said, "Fantasy punishment. Loser had to eat 6 Taco Bell bean burritos, 6 small bowls of refried beans.
Oh, Lord.
And 3 shots of laxative in 1 hour.
Oh, see, now that's dangerous.
Just whoop my ass at this point, man. just punch me like it's my birthday or something, man.
Because that's what they're doing. They're punching you in the intestines. The laxative, because the burritos and the beans is already we're trying to get you there. The laxatives was like, no, just in case.
Yeah.
We want you to know we hate you.
Yeah.
Our fantasy is a little more friendly than that. The big league that I'm in every year, the first place team gets to pick what the last place team cooks for them. Like the last place team has to cook an entire meal for the first place team. So that's always good.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Yeah. Wait, somebody said, which MLB player slapped another one over fantasy? What? Somebody said, was that Bryce Harp? Somebody said it was Brad Kelner, but that, for some reason, Tommy Pham comes up. Because Tommy Pham is a slapping ass dude. He be slapping the hell out of folks.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep sending them in 713-572-4610. As I continue the mixtape in the Loot Sports Radio 610, I want to ask you guys something. Have you guys ever had an MRI?
I have not.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
Y'all never had an MRI? That's kind of shocking.
I've been very fortunate.
I've had the x-rays. I've busted bones and stuff and ligaments, but never to the point where I needed an MRI.
Okay. So I actually had an MRI kind of recent. It was probably like a month or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've been having problems with my knee. And still having the same problems with my knee. They didn't find anything, but that's a whole nother story. But I think I almost ended up in the situation, because if you don't know, when you have an MRI, you can't have anything metal.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have anything metal in. So, I took my earring out and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I forgot I had my nose ring in.
Oh, no.
So I got there and like, make sure you take that out. And I don't think it's like real metal.
Okay, good. Because I thought you got in there and it started pulling on you.
No. So, they actually had me take it out. Well, I'm like, I forgot about this.
Yeah.
But it's a story on ABC News of a man who was in critical condition after he was being sucked into an MRI machine. For something. This is something that could have happened to me, and this happened to him, but he wasn't wearing the nose ring. He was actually wearing a full-blown metal chain. Here's the story from ABC News.
A truly horrible and unusual accident. Nassau County police say a 61-year-old man was magnetically pulled into an MRI Wednesday while wearing a large metal chain. He apparently walked into an unauthorized area at Nassau Open MRI in Westbury while a scan was underway, and he was drawn into the machine. He's now in critical condition.
That really made me upset, because that should never happen. The only thing I saw was Nassau County Police Department, ambulance, fire department.
Carolyn Spruill arrived to the business on Old Country Road Thursday for an MRI, only to be told the machine wasn't working.
I made another appointment here, but I think I better reschedule it somewhere else. I think so. No, I didn't hear anything about that. They just said that the machine was broke.
Police say the victim is from Long Island and was not a patient. Rather, he was at the facility with someone else.
If this was a chain that was wrapped around the neck, I could imagine any kind of strangulation injuries that could happen, asphyxiation, cervical spine injuries. If the patient was slammed against the MRI, you know, any kind of blunt force trauma that we can think about could happen.
When asked about the incident, the company had no comment and police are still investigating.
I guess not. Dang.
Man, that's a sad situation, man.
Yeah, that... obviously, someone was desperately at fault there.
Yeah, and I was listening to it because I'm not sure if I should blame the guy for doing that.
That's what I'm saying. It might have been him.
It sound like the people are kind of looking at the place
right
as the blame. But what do you do if somebody just walk into a room like that? I mean, maybe you should have more protection from having people walk behind there, but
yeah, that's going to be the litigation. That even if it's unauthorized, did you adequately secure the unauthorized right. area to stop right. this because of the particular danger here? But I'm sorry, I'm just stuck on the visual of you just walking by,
yeah,
and y'all some haters because Kiss Rocks was like, that's a fake chain. That was just where your main brain went first. I get it, gold and silver, not magnetic. I get it, fake chain. Mm-hmm. A fake chain mean that I'm going to be sucked into an MR machine, like. The idea that he was just walking by. He wasn't in it, right? Yeah. Like it wasn't. He was just walking by, and then this thing pulls him from across, like force grabs him, like the like Star Wars.
Yeah, just pulls him in.
That is terrifying. Mm-hmm. I am oof.
Yeah, that's that's really scary, man. Mm-hmm. That's really scary, and I just like me having my nose ringing. I ain't really think nothing of it.
Yeah,
but man, mm-hmm. prayers to everybody that's involved terrible, with that, man. That's a sad situation.
Yeah.
All right, as I continue the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610, I came across this guy by the name of Mr. Beast. And
oh, you didn't know about Mr. Beast?
I did not know about
Mr.
Beast.
You're opening a whole wide world of stuff.
Oh, my goodness, he's huge.
Yeah, so he apparently challenged a pilot to stay on this $2.5 million jet for 100 days. And if he completes it, he get to keep the jet.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is how it kind of went.
I just bought this luxurious private jet, and if this pilot can spend 100 days trapped inside, he keeps it.
What? No joke, I spent $2.5 million on this private jet, and once you step inside, the 100 days will begin.
100 days living in this thing? No problems.
If any part of your body touches the ground outside this plane, the video ends, and you lose this private jet.
Don't touch the ground.
Good luck.
See you when I see you.
Let's see if Armando can win this private jet.
So, spoiler alert, he won the jet. He didn't step out. He stayed on for 100 days.
Oh, wow. Great.
And I thought that was kind of badass.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently it was another challenge Mr. Beast decided to give the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the challenge. And I'll let you know what he did after this.
Your family has no idea about the second offer. The next 100 days for $500,000. Enough money where you can fly this wherever you want, whenever you want. You can fly them around.
No!
They're yelling at
me. No, say no. Whatever it is, say no.
Oh, she heard us. She said whatever it is, no.
I've been through enough.
Okay, well, that might make it a little harder on you. Armando, I need you to come to the back.
He better not stay on that jet.
Yes or no? Do you want to do another 100 days?
All right, spoiler alert, he did not do it.
He decided to go to his family.
That would have been another 100 days. So I wanted to ask y'all this. Would y'all do a challenge like this? I thought about Lopez because mm-hmm. you're a big fan of boats, different type of boats.
Yeah. Or
I was wondering, would you stay on a boat for 100 days? And this is like a $2.5 million boat, yacht, whatever. Would you stay on there for 100 days and then another 100 days for the 500K?
Give me a challenge.
He's like, would you live your dream for 100 days?
Yeah. How about 200 days? Let me think about it. So I could live on a boat, a nice boat.
But you can't get off the boat. That's the problem.
Yeah, you can't get off the boat.
Give me a challenge.
Stay on there for 100 days.
Oh.
I think the boat is actually easier than the plane. The plane is tough because like you just don't have as much room to ambulate or whatever.
Yeah, but...
is that even a word?
I would absolutely do it for 100, and then I would do it for another 100. Without question.
Ambulate is a word. Walk or move about. I used it right in everything. That's crazy.
You just helped your Scrabble game.
That's wild.
Yeah,
this is the funny thing is you started talking about that private jet, and my first thought was, I don't want it. That sounds like responsibility.
You sell it.
I guess you sell it. Because I'm like, that sounds like responsibility, the care upkeep of that. In fact, he would have to do the other 200 days because how are you paying for the jet fuel? You can't just go and put 87 octane in there.
Yeah, yeah, see, that's why I was kind of shocked he jumped off the jet because I would be like, $500K.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good little $500K, man.
Yeah, but you can sell a $2.5 million jet too.
Where I'm keeping it.
That's true.
Until you sell it.
Where am I keeping it?
Where is it?
All right, here you go. You got to go. You got to take this today. Put it where?
I put it in my front yard. Put a sign on it.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of cool, though.
That's very cool.
I was trying to think. I probably would do it too because I don't have any kids. Mm-hmm. Just got a wife and a dog. She can hold it down for 100 days.
Yeah, man.
Hell, 200 days. She can hold it down. And she'll probably force me to stay on that plane for 200 days.
Yeah, if she finds out. An extra 500 G's?
Yes.
That's funny. Somebody said, for $500,000 in a private jet, I'm doing it. 200 days for around $3 million, I would sell it. Fair enough. Lopez, even if the dock was dry docked, or the boat was dry docked.
100%.
Good? Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
Very good. And then some people coming in, I guess many people knew about the MRI story. Someone said that what had happened was, his wife was the one getting the MRI. She called out to him. The machine wasn't off yet.
And then
he goes in.
Will be litigation.
Yeah. I can only imagine. Yeah. It's the American way. But that's really tough to hear. You learn all sorts of things at 1:20 p.m. every weekday in Figgy's Mixtape right here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up, or rather, I should let you know, at the Figgy Fig on social media, if you see something that you believe to be mixtape worthy, send it to the man. He might put you on. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. But a question was asked of us on the text line that I kind of want to dig into. Which of the teams that are getting ready to start their season retooled better? Texans or Rockets? Let's talk about it next.